Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Here on the Chris Miles Money Show, teaching you how to create greater freedom through cash flow, have greater prosperity today, and how to live a better quality of life right now, not 30 or 40 years from now, hoping that someday you might retire. It's all about cash flow. It's all about creating freedom and wealth today. And today is going to be no different with our show. Now, I'm going to also remind you, too, if you want to take more education to the next level, be sure to check out our website, moneyripples.com. That's MoneyRipples.com. Check us out. We've got great blogs. We've got lots of information. We've got events. And we've got other things that are coming up that are definitely great ways to take that education to another level. And if you haven't done so already, please go ahead and download our shows on iTunes here. So today I want to talk about how to double your income in 6 months. Now, this is a great question posed to me in preparation for a webinar that I did a few months back that I put up on YouTube. And somebody asked, they said, "Hey, Chris, I want to know this. How do you double your income in 6 months?" And I had to think back to the different times when I have doubled my income, because it hasn't always been a straight upward momentum. I haven't always doubled income every 6 months. But there have been moments of time when I've committed to it and done it. And so I sort of looked at that and I thought, what are those things? What are some of the things that work for me? But I also know have worked for my clients too, as I've worked with them. And I'll tell you, it's really exciting to see that really there's a lot of patterns and there are some things in common. And so I want to share those with you guys today, because I know that there's going to be some of you here that will commit to that and get huge results just from taking a few of these concepts and apply it into your life and into your business right now. So let's talk about those things. And I'm going to start more at the base level. I'm going to start more of where we're at. How do we actually get this to really get going from this space of where the internal world needs to be? Where do you need to have your mindset? And then also working into the strategies. Because if you've heard me talk before, you've heard me say that principles first, strategies second. Always principles first and strategies second. Every time you try to just do strategies, you'll probably feel like you're banging your head against the wall. Have you ever had a time where you just try to do the strategies, you try to copy what somebody else did, and it didn't work? This is where you got to understand the principles, right? You got to understand what really makes the engine run, what makes it tick. Now, on the flip side, you get a lot of people that are really good at philosophy, but really bad at the action and the strategy. And so they can philosophize, they can sound really good, but the results won't show it. And we got to have both. We got to have both the principles that work and the strategies that also work in accordance with those principles. So they work in alignment with those things. And so let's talk about this starting from the inside out. And actually, this is a strategy, so to speak, but it's working more on the mindset preparatory to creating that doubled income in 6 months. And so that first thing is doing a daily power hour. Tony Robbins calls it the hour of power. I also have a friend, Tiffany Peterson, that calls it the morning ritual. Whatever you call it, it's pretty much the same thing. It doesn't have to be an hour, but it's basically every morning you commit a certain period of time where you're going to focus on three areas. You're going to focus on three areas. The first area is your physical being. How do you keep yourself physically in shape and physically alert and awake? The second area is your mental well-being. What are the things you're doing to be able to increase the things that you're increasing your knowledge base, for example? Are you increasing your study in the area of your expertise, for example? Are you doing things to increase your knowledge in other areas too? Maybe areas in just life in general. Are you doing better studying? Are you journaling in some ways? What are things you're doing to increase that education and even getting yourself in the right state of mind? And then the third thing is your spiritual state. Is what can you do to get yourself into the right spiritual state? This can be done through meditation, prayer, reading scriptures, and so on and so forth. Things that actually can help you feel really getting aligned with who you are and really feel like you're on the right track. And so every morning, this is something that I do as well. Now, I say every morning, this is something I'd say is most mornings. A lot of times I'll take one day a week off. Like I'll take Sundays off usually, or I'll do a revised version. So I may not physically work out on a Sunday, but I might do the other two. But this is something you do on a daily basis. You've got to commit to this. In fact, you'll notice that all successful people will be doing some version of this routine. They won't be just going about their lives and just waking up and going to work. that's what average people do. That's what people do that oftentimes will just get very little results, or they'll feel frustrated because they'll feel like they're working and working and not getting the results they want. And so you got to spend that first time in your morning sharpening the saw. You know, if you hear they say that you don't just start sawing down trees, you just keep sawing trees completely until your blade's dull, and then keep trying to saw with a dull blade, you'll take that time to spend the majority of time even trying to prepare or sharpen that blade, so then you can cut down trees faster. And the power hour is very much that. You cannot ignore this one simple strategy. It's simple, but it's very hard because most people won't do it. But it's easy to accomplish, especially when you get in the habit of doing it. And so what I do every morning is I wake up, I get up, you know, the times vary. Sometimes it's around 5, sometimes it's 6:30, or whenever it might be. And this can vary for you too. Some people have to get up a lot earlier. Some people get up later, just depending on what works on their schedule. But I get up each morning. I got to start with a physical workout. That's something I have to do to wake my body up, wake my brain up. If I don't do that, if I try to do spiritual things like meditation or prayer first thing in the morning, I fall asleep. I fall right back asleep, and it's a waste of time. So I got to get out and work. I got to get my blood pumping. Whatever that means for you is what you need to do. For me, it might be endurance training. So I like to run 3 days a week on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. Then I like to do strength training on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturdays. And some form of that to increase my strength or something of that nature. And so doing something to keep my blood pumping, it might be a guerrilla workout where I spend 4 minutes warming up, 4 minutes I just kick my keister, I kick my rear into shape, and then 4 minutes cool down, and that's it. You spend 12 minutes working out. Other times I might spend 45 minutes to over an hour working out. It just depends on what you want to do and what works. Now, on the mental side, you know, I do things with the mental areas where I try to really, you know, increase my education. This is where I read books or I do audiobooks. A lot of times I'll even do this on my drive time. I like to condense my time frame so it doesn't take a lot of extra time in the morning. And so I'll do things where I'll actually go and read books or listen to audiobooks. This could also do things like with Ann Webb, where she does her ideal life vision. You know, I love to listen to my, you know, well, I don't love to listen to my own voice, but I do love to listen to my ideal life vision, where I'm actually reading the very goals or the very objectives that I have to accomplish that year. And so it's in my own voice. It's set to Baroque music, and has a whole great process that she does on ideallifevision.com. That's fantastic. And so I'll listen to that even when I'm working out. They can also even kind of tie that in with spiritual too. It can actually tie into the spiritual end of things as well. And then for the spiritual end of things, that's where I will pray or meditate, read scriptures, do all the above. Things to get myself more aligned with my core, my inner self. And so those are the things I do each and every morning. And like I said, it doesn't take a lot of time. I mean, even when I read scriptures and pray, a lot of that's during the time of like breakfast. I actually might pray during my workout. I do that a lot of times too. And so there's a lot of ways to integrate this into your day where it doesn't have to take a lot of extra time. Doing this, I can promise you, will create much greater results than not doing it at all. One thing I've noticed is that if I don't do this one simple exercise, this one simple thing of the power hour, if I don't do this, what I've noticed is that I feel like I take value away from people. I don't give my best each day. I don't even see the opportunities that are staring me in the face. In fact, my whole cash flow process was actually developed when I woke up pretty early one morning. I woke up about 4 a.m. on a September morning in 2008. Woke up at 4 a.m., couldn't get back to sleep, so I went out for a jog. And I remember while I was going out for that jog, I was pondering over the question where somebody asked, I don't know where I'm going to get extra money. I can't even rub two nickels together. When I knew they had the money, they just didn't know where to look. And because I was going through a hard time at that time, I knew how to get creative. And I started answering that question in my mind while I was running. And the download just started coming like crazy, all this inspiration coming. And so I immediately had to run home. I got on my computer, typed for about half hour or so, and I had about a 1 to 1.5 page document that I could use. And I thought, holy cow, this is awesome. I don't know what it is. I don't know what to do with it exactly, but I know this is gold. I just don't know how to use it. However, within the year, started to use it as a regular part of my process. You know, some people started freeing up tons and tons of money in cash flow or taxes or paying off debt and things like that. And it started spreading like wildfire. And next thing I know, it starts becoming a huge hit and attracting dozens of clients every month. And that's the kind of thing that you want to make sure you do. I mean, that if I hadn't done my Power Hour, I wonder if I would have ever gotten that inspiration. So it's absolutely essential that if you want to double your or triple your income in your business, you've got to be doing this morning routine each and every morning. And yes, it does need to be in the morning. Night times, it's already too late. You've lost it. You got to do it first thing in the morning so that you're awake right off the bat before other people are normally waking up. Because if you notice, most people get productive in the afternoon. They're not productive at all in the morning times. That's why they need coffee and everything else. We want to get this stuff going right first thing in the afternoon or in the morning so that you're on it right off the bat, getting going first thing in the morning. You're being productive with your time, not just wasting time. So that's the first thing, doing a daily Power Hour. Number two, this is key as well, is getting a coach, you know, getting someone to keep you accountable. You know, every time I want to really take my business to the next level, I know I've got to have a coach to hold my feet to the fire to do the things I know I need to do. They don't even have to teach me anything new. They just have to tell me what I already know I need to be doing in the first place. That's the key, is that can they get me to do what I know I need to be doing? And yes, a lot of times they do see things that I don't see, obviously. You know, I love when I get ideas from coaches, and sometimes it's unintentional. You know, I remember one coach, he gave me an idea, said, hey, what happens when your clients are done with your program? Do they have a way to keep working with you? And I said, yeah, they keep asking for that. They keep asking that they want to have ways to ask me questions when things come up. He says, why don't you give it to them? So I thought that's a great idea, and I did. I created a continuity type of program where they keep me on retainer and things like that, and you know, much less than what they normally pay up front, but it keeps them engaged. It keeps them committed, and they want to use me, and I want to make sure I deliver value to them, and it's a great win-win. So little things like that that seem so easy, but sometimes we miss it, right? Now, number three is knowing your numbers. You've got to know what you need to get. So let me give you an example. And I'm just going to start using smaller numbers here. Say, for example, over the last year, you made $50,000, as in 50, right? $50,000. And let's just say that whatever you sell is $1,000 a unit. It could be a product, could be a service, but whatever it is, it's $1,000 per that. So essentially, we know that you probably sold 50 of those units for $50,000. Pretty simple. If you want to double your income, especially in 6 months, you got to sell 100 units at that price, right? Excuse me. So 100 units, we'll do that in 6 months. You know, divide that by six, you got to sell about 16 units a month to get to that 100 units. Real simple numbers and simple math where you reverse engineer. Now, some things could change. You might have other things. You might say, you know, I'm going to lower the price. You know, maybe you end up lowering the price instead. And by the way, this has actually worked. One of my friends lowered her prices, made it available online. So she leveraged systems, so it didn't require her personal time. She stopped using her own home, decided to go online instead, and still had some, you know, group calls, but she leveraged her time more effectively. She was able to triple her income. In a matter of months, she tripled her income. So she went from about $10,000 a month to about $30,000 a month. And really awesome. The cool thing is she was only charging about $27 a month. But when you get over 1,000 people doing your program, hey, that's going to be pretty awesome. Way different than before when she was trying to do it herself, right? She was trying to go and get people to come into her home and do her program, which she would only get in maybe a dozen or 20 people in at a time, and that was it. So really understanding what you need to do, understanding that you could lower your prices to increase volume, as long as it doesn't increase time, could be a great way to do it. On the flip side, you can also raise your prices. So you can raise your prices. You might say, okay, well, what can I do to add more value? This is a key concept you hear me repeat over and over, is that dollars follow value. When you create more value for people, dollars is a natural byproduct, especially when they value it. It's got to be something that they value, not just something you value. So you have to ask yourself, okay, well, what can I do to add more value? What can I do to give them something more to where I can raise the price and justify it? And so if you're $1,000 per unit, what can you do to make it $1,500 or $2,000? If you do it $2,000, you can sell the same number of units, double your price, but still double your income. So you can definitely raise your prices. So raising your prices, like I said, you can add more value. You can add more value to it. You can add more products or a service to it. You can create a new product. You can do things where you actually just raise prices because you've kept them so low for a while. I'll give you an example. I've worked with a lot of chiropractors. Chiropractors are notorious for being great healers, but they really oftentimes forget to receive money in return. They're great at giving, but they're not very good at receiving. And this is something that a lot of people that are natural healers have a hard time with. They want to heal the world. They want to make it a better place, just like Michael Jackson says, right? But they forget that you have to be willing to ask it. And of course, I understand, like, where you have such a passion for something, you know, I get it. You want to deliver a lot more value, and you do it practically for free because you love it so much. It brings you so much joy. However, you know, the thing is, it's not about you. It's about what they value. And I ask people to look at it this way. If you're a normal W-2, you know, employee, and oftentimes I would think of people that maybe, you know, maybe people are just trying to clock in, clock out. They don't want to do anything more in their jobs. They don't want to think. They really just want to do it just enough to not get fired. Well, those people, they'll say, all right, well, I'm just going to come in, clock in, clock out, and I'm good. Those people will still probably get a raise of at least 1, 2, or 3% a year, right? Now, if you working in your profession where you're trying to master it, you're trying to become better at it all the time, you're increasing your knowledge and your skills, and you're doing great things for people, why shouldn't you give yourself a raise too, if at least more than 3% a year? So I had some people, they might be at, you know, chiropractors, they're at $35 a session. You know, $35 per patient visit. And I'd say, well, first off, if you're looking at marketing studies, $40 is actually a good price break where, you know, people are more than willing to give you two 20s and have to figure out how to give you a 20, a 10, and a 5. So $40 and $35 really aren't much different. Raise it up $5 per patient visit. That's already a pretty big raise right there. On top of that, I had one chiropractor where she hadn't raised her prices in 12 years. Listen, you need to raise these things up a lot. She was at $40 a visit. I said, let's go up to 50. She did very, very reluctantly, very nervously. She did it. And funny enough, not one person complained. In fact, a lot of people said, I wonder when you're going to raise your prices. Because, of course, no customer is going to tell you, please raise your prices. Now, I've done this actually with people that are my clients. I'll make sure that I try to buy their stuff first before I tell them to raise their prices. You know, just for that reason, because it's crazy not to, you know, and so raising your prices can oftentimes help in adding to it. It may not be double, but it might be. I just had a client here recently, in the last few weeks, they went through all their numbers in their business specifically and found out that what they were charging to some of their vendors, it was half the price of everybody else. It wasn't even at the norm. It wasn't even at regular price. They were charging half the price just because he said, hey, I want to give good business. I want good referrals. Thing is, he does great quality work. He should probably be higher than those people. And so they were able to double the price and immediately double their income based on even if they didn't increase any business at all. So looking for ways to do that. But make sure you know the numbers of what it would take. You know, and so know the units. So if you want to get $100,000 this year and you charge $1,000, you need 100 units. If you charge $2,000, you need 50 units. You charge $5,000, you need 20 units. You charge $10,000, you only need 10 units. And most likely if you're charging that, it's probably not a product. It's probably a service, right? So you need to help 10 people there, serve 10 people that way. If you charge $1, you need 100,000 units sold. Charge 10, you need 10,000. You get my gist? The numbers are pretty easy to figure out. You just got to figure out what to do. And it might require adding more value in a product. Or it might require adding more products. You heard my story about adding that continuity, kind of a retainer on the back end. That added more income to me. You know, I did other things as well to help increase income and increase cash flow in my business. So there's lots of ways to do that to double your income, and especially double in 6 months. So know those numbers. Okay, now I got a few more here. The fourth one, you know, number one I said was power hour. Two was getting a coach. And three was knowing your numbers. Four is leverage. Naturally, you only got so much time in the day. You know, we talk about raising prices. That can create some leverage too. Well, what about creating better systems? You know, I mentioned my friend where she was able to do things more online, that was able to free up her time or do more of the group coaching too. I actually have a group coaching program myself that, you know, I charge only $27 a month for 6 months, and that's the program. At least that's what it is now. You might be listening to this down the road in the future, and it may not be that way anymore. But that's one thing I did. I had a lower price program where people can get group coaching that way, get online, you know, get all the resources available online. They can go at their own pace, but also get group accountability through Facebook and things like that. And they can even message me too if they want. So they have me as like a lifeline. And, you know, I offer that at a very low price because I know it's not taking up a ton of time versus my one-on-one meetings where I'll use more time. And so naturally it's a higher price for doing one-on-one meetings. But other things I leverage too is relationships. You know, what relationships do you have in your life? And these could be people that maybe you need to have more in your life. That could actually be a great way to help leverage your time and your abilities. Are there people you can work with where you guys could be a referral sources for each other? Could you refer business back and forth? You know, I love when people refer me business because, hey, it's so much easier to have business referred to you and having someone who sings your praises than someone that, you know, trying to find people cold off the street. It's way easier to do business that way from a referral basis. And so I love getting referrals, and I even love compensating for referrals. You know, so are there even relationships you can use and leverage that, you know, maybe you're referring business to them, maybe they want to refer business back to you, maybe they only want to refer business to you, but maybe you pay them. Whatever it might be, can you leverage those relationships and build relationships? Don't just network. Don't do that kind of stuff. Don't just throw business cards at people. Build real, true friendships and relationships where they do know, like, and trust you. They want to serve you, and you want to serve them probably too. So build those kind of relationships. Find more ways to create leverage. You know, I mentioned other products too. Are there other products or ways you can do that as well, or systems and so forth? So what are things you can leverage to be able to again, increase that revenue, increase that income in your business, but not have to increase your time? You know, because I don't want you dying at the end of 6 months. I don't want you coming in skidding and sliding in with, you know, all bloodied up because you just worked your tail off. I don't want that at all. I want you to be able to do that in a very productive way. So that's what I'm referring to there. Now, number five, you know, we mentioned number four is leverage. Now, number five is consistency, daily progression, daily habits that create results. You know, one thing I see, I look at business like a bicycle. You know, if you start pedaling a bicycle, you remember how you pedal it? At first, it's really hard to pedal. In fact, you might even struggle a little bit. You might have to push. You might have to stand up on the pedals just to get it moving. You know what that feels like? So getting up on that bicycle, starting to pedal, it's really hard in the beginning. But once you get it moving, it gets a lot easier as time goes on. Easier and easier starts to pedal more and more. And pretty soon you're able to get that thing going, and you're just pedaling pretty lightly, but you're keeping a really good pace and you're getting things moving. And I see that being the same in business too. So often when I work in my business, I know if I keep daily consistent habits, I'm always daily doing things to move forward my company. Am I doing things to market myself? Am I doing things to share and add value to people's lives? Am I teaching? Am I speaking? What am I doing to add more value? Because, again, dollars follow value. So how am I consistently doing that? How am I consistently keeping my eye on the prize? So if you're trying to double your numbers, you're trying to get up to $100,000 a year, how are you consistently working towards that? Remember how I mentioned that if you have to do 100 units in 6 months because it's $1,000 each and you're trying to get to $100,000, you need to do 16 per month. We'll break that down per week. That's about 4 per week, right? And really, you know, you're probably looking at about 25, 26 weeks. So, yeah, 4 per week. So if you can do 4 per week and you sell 4 units per week, how are you doing that on a daily basis? It's almost 1 per weekday. How are you getting that to where you're just getting the goal of 1 per day? That's it, just 1 per day. What does it take? And being consistent. Are you consistently moving forward? Are you consistently always trying to progress and improve yourself and move things forward in your business? You know, it's really hard for me to watch when I see really talented business owners that have all the ability in the world, but they don't show on a consistent basis. They might show up for a few months. They work really hard. They seem like they're coming back, and then all of a sudden you don't hear from them for a few months. They disappear. They say that life got in the way or something like that happens, right? And I understand sometimes life can get in the way, but this seems to be a chronic problem. It seems to always get in the way, and then they come back again, and then they disappear, and they come back, and they disappear. If you can just stay consistent, people want to see that you're consistent. They want to know that you're in it for the long haul, because why would anybody want to buy your stuff if you're not going to be around tomorrow? And so how can you consistently always be there and be steadfast and be patient and persistent in that way? Don't be desperate. This is why I don't want you to sprint over the 6 months. I want you to pace yourself. I want you to do it in a way that you're moving hard, you're moving fast, but you're not sprinting so hard that you burn yourself out, or you come off being super desperate. We don't want you being desperate at all. That will just make it worse. And so I can be relaxed and persistent and patient to always keep creating, keep making things work. And then the last one to go with this is faith. And I don't mean religious faith necessarily. I'm talking about more about your own faith to keep moving forward. The faith to believe in yourself that you can make this work. Do you have that can-do attitude that says, hey, no matter what obstacles I face, this is going to happen. I just know it. It's not even a belief or a hope or a wish. It's, I know this is happening because I'm making it happen and it will happen. Do you have that knowingness? Can you see it clearly in your mind? This is why I talk about the numbers. If you can see it clearly in your mind and make little steps to make it work, it's not going to be hard to make that a reality. So how do you make that happen? You know, so constantly always looking at that. What can we do to make that a reality, right? So that's the kind of thing we want to look at here is, you know, how can you have that faith, that knowingness? You know, I have one client that he was only making about $60,000 a year in Manhattan. Great guy. And by the way, $60,000 a year living off personally, that's personal, not money in his business, but personal money he brought home, is in Manhattan, that's nothing. That's poverty, right? But he had this can-do attitude. He knew he would make it happen. He knew it was happening. He created systems of, you know, that he leveraged. He hired people in his company. They helped add more value in his business so he could charge more and charge for different things. He created a great buzz about his business because he was always marketing, and he was just an infectious, very charismatic guy, always happy and optimistic. He had his tough days, but, you know, he was a really good guy. People loved him. He was always trying to add value and serve. And as a result, people wanted to send him referrals. He was always trying to create leverage that way. He was doing his power hours on a daily basis. He was working with me on a very consistent basis, doing everything I asked him to do, very coachable. And he was just consistent. He always did the little things. And he said, hey, I'm going to make it happen. And he did. And the next thing you know, in 3 years, he's making $300,000 a year personally. His business has grown. He's got like a dozen employees. And things are just awesome. And that's that faith. He had that knowingness. Failure was not an option. And it wasn't like he was being a bullheaded about it. He was just happy about it. He was excited. He loved life. And that's what you should be as well. You should love life. And so as you do those things, you do a daily power hour. You're getting a coach. You know exactly what numbers it takes to make that number. Whatever that double that number is in 6 months, you know those numbers. You have leverage of relationships and systems and products and services that you can use to create more value for more people. And you're doing it consistently on a daily basis, doing the right things, the right success habits, marketing and helping sell and doing everything that's necessary in the business to lead to serving more people. And you're doing that with a great amount of faith. That right there will double your income in 6 months or less. Very hard to not make that happen. And you know what? Even if it takes you 8 months to double your numbers, who cares? That's way better than you were before. You can break that limit. You can break that level. And I know you can do it. So this is what I love about what I teach is, you know, and we haven't even gotten into like the financial things, right? We're talking more about just making more money in your business. But now when you start to keep it, it starts to grow. You start to have more freedom, more time freedom, especially better quality of life, and everything is just better. Aren't you worth that? Isn't it worth it to just even try it out and see what happens? And watch what will happen. It will amaze you just how cool things will be. So anyways, that's my challenge. Let's see how many of you can actually go and double your income in your business. And hey, let me know. Send me a message. You know, shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com. Love to hear results, and I'd love to hear more ideas of what you've done to do it yourself if you've done this before. So anyways, go and make it a prosperous week and make it a prosperous 6 months. Go and double your income, and be sure to join us next week as we have on some great special guests, including Jerry Duggar, who you'll want to hear next week. So anyways, make it a great day, and everyone, we'll talk to you later.